Hamish, Misha, your problem really made me sad. And I'm very sad that you have to go through all of this pain. Let me just tell you that pain is part of growing up. Pain is how your character matures. Pain and agony is what makes you sympathetic towards others. So I'm not going to deny you the right to be sad. And I'm not going to judge you for the kind of relationship you had with the guy. I'm just going to try to explain to you what happened so that you understand what's happening and why it's happening. There are different types of relationships. And there are different types of feelings involved in each kind of relationship. Some people get together because they have common dreams and common interests and they want to get married. Your story is not like that. Your story is basically that you had a friend, a close friend, a best friend, and by time you bonded and you grew familiar with one another, and then you got physically intimate. You had sex. Now the sex here is not because you're in love, and it's not because you're in a relationship, and it's not because you're together. The sex here is because you're friends who got too close. Now, I'm very happy that you admitted that he did not lie to you and he did not play you and he did not manipulate you to get you into this situation. So it's clearly a case of friendship that went wrong. You couldn't help yourself, you just fell in love with the guy. You fell in love with him. And I think the reason that he is distancing himself is that he feels that attachment. And he's not ready for it, or he doesn't feel the same way. So there are two ways you can go about this. Way number one is to admit those feelings, to admit that you feel for him. And you tell him, listen, I know that we're friends. I know that there were no strings attached. But I couldn't help myself. I fell in love with you. See what he has to say. This way, you're out in the open. There's another way, which is basically, you realize that you had an unspoken deal with your friend, and the unspoken deal basically stated that you are friends, that you're not committed, that it's not a relationship. Yes, you had sex, but it doesn't mean that you're together. You admit this to yourself, and you acknowledge that you have a problem, and you do your best to get over him. You just distance yourself. Enough with the looks and the why and the phone calls and the tears. Deal with it as a relationship that's coming to an end. Get busy, grieve, find new friends, a new hobby. It's a breakup. You deal with it as if it's a breakup. But I would rather you go for option one first. Because maybe when you talk to him, he would say something that would either bring you closer or that would help you with the breakup. At least you would know where you stand. You wouldn't have those questions of what if and maybe and how come. I know that you're very sad and there is nothing that I can say or do that would take the pain away. There's nothing. But in your message you're asking me, why is he doing this? He is doing this because you got attached to him and he does not want that kind of attachment. Why is he doing this? He's doing this because you're friends and he's keen on the friendship, but now you got too involved. I think the best way to go about this is to confront him with everything you feel. If you feel that you cannot talk to him, write him a letter or an email. Talk about everything. Tell him that you're not angry at him, because this is one thing. He might be afraid that you're blaming it on him. He might be scared that you feel that he's a jerk or that he's been manipulative. So you just need to get everything out of the way, talk it out, and then see what he has to say. See if he's willing to help you work on getting the friendship back. But between you and I, you cannot handle the sex. You said that you feel like you are his secret wife. Now, this is not a friendship, honey. This is commitment. You got involved. You got attached. You are not his wife. You are not his secret wife. You are just a friend. So if you are keen on saving whatever is left of the friendship, the sex has to stop. You cannot handle it. You're not ready to handle it. You got emotionally involved and attached because of the physical stuff. And now you're losing everything. I want you to think of that point as well. Think about it and talk to him and let me know what happened.